Greetings, it is the Great One. It's fucking cold outside. I'm sitting in the vehicle right now waiting for it to warm up. Now I'm going to go get some food, some breakfast over at the Waffle Lab. So this Anarchy Moment Day is going to have two parts. The part before I get the part after. So I'm going to warm up while I'm waiting for the vehicle to warm up by talking about idiots. Idiots I work with. Jesus fucking Christ, they're stupid. For example, right here, so I'm sitting in the company vehicle. Now, the idiots who drove this before me, we have the thermostat cranked all the way up to 90 degrees because they don't understand that turning the thermostat up to a higher temperature doesn't make the heat come out any faster. It's the heat that comes out is the heat that comes out. Cranking it up to 90 fucking degrees does not accomplish anything. And they have to fuck everything up. It's like they're fucking retarded. The thing has this highfalutin radio CD player fucking GPS, you know, thingy that does all this shit, and you can play the music from your iPod and all this other stuff. The time on it used to be correct, but we've managed to fuck up the time, so it's in the wrong time zone now. The fucking thing says it's 6:17 p.m., when in fact it is about 8:17 a.m. So we've managed to fuck that up. They also managed to fuck up the GPS. The GPS used to work. Now the GPS can't find the satellite. And I know that they've been in here fucking with it because the Bluetooth is now enabled and the Bluetooth was disabled because that's how I fucking had it. So we have to get in here. We have to push buttons. We have to fuck things up because we're idiots. Now these idiots, the other day, I go to these people. I need to go somewhere in the company vehicle. And so I go there, I'm like, hey, guys, I need the keys to the white pickup. I don't know where they are. And I'm walking around, I can't find the keys to the fucking pickup. I'm like, what the hell? So I go out back to where we park, and the white pickup is sitting there, so nobody's gone in it, okay. So I think, well, let me go check. I walk over to the pickup. The keys are in the ignition of the pickup. So I hop in the pickup, and I'm sitting there, and I'm listening for a second. I'm going, wait a minute, is the pickup running? It's like, why? It is! The keys are in the pickup. The pickup is running in the parking lot. Nobody knows this. I go back in. I said, hey, guys, why is the pickup running? And so, we were checking the fuses. You were checking the fuses. And so when you finish checking the fuses, this is the same guy who has a case manager and lost his driver's license. Oh, and I found out about him. So he was married, but then got divorced. And he has a kid. He has a daughter, but the daughter is not from the woman he was married to. The daughter is from a woman he was not married to. Okay. When you got married and then got divorced and then you have a kid with another woman that you didn't marry but you just knocked her up and you have a case manager and you lose your driver's license, you might be an idiot. Why are you reproducing? This is why. The Great One is 100% serious when he says when a woman gets pregnant and she is not married, she should be forced to have an abortion. And yes, I will pay taxes for that. I will fucking pay for that. And I'm backing out and trying not to fucking kill anyone because the sight lines in this vehicle are non-existent. All right, what was I bitching about? Okay, so he's the one who goes, oh yeah, we were checking the fuses. It's like, great, so you were checking the fuses in the pickup and then you just walked away and left the fucking vehicle running. Woo, there's ice all over the road. I'm sliding everywhere. All right, I'm good now. Really, that was a good idea. All right, so then, like a week or two later, I'm walking around. I need to go somewhere. Actually, I'm going to get lunch. And I'm going for the green. I need the keys for the green pickup. And I'm walking around. I'm going, look in the key box. No key there. So I find Beavis and Butthead. That's the guy with no driver's license and the daughter from the woman he never married. And then this other guy who works for us. Those two, I call them Beavis and Butthead or the Bopsy twins because they are fucking attached to each other. Yesterday, we're up in a fucking mountain town. It's like 25 degrees outside. We're in a tent, freezing our asses off working. Those two just took off. They went, got in the company vehicle, drove away for an hour and a half to have lunch. Didn't say we're going to lunch. Didn't ask if they could go to lunch. They just fucking went. They're just, it's just, it. Good help is hard to find. This is why. Aaron Clary tells you guys this. I tell you guys this. Start your own fucking business. Start your own company. And as Clary says, you should have the fewest moving parts possible, which means the only employee should be you. God, I do not know how Dallas, this is over at Weyland-Yutani. I don't know how Dallas puts up with this shit without firing people. I do not have the patience to deal with this level of fucking stupidity. Just fucking vanish. Oh, we went to lunch. Well, fuck you. Yeah, we'd only been work, dude. We came to work at fucking 10 a.m. And they fuck, I can't turn here. We came to work at 10 a.m. They went to lunch at like 1. It's like, guys, you worked for 3 fucking hours and you need food? Did you not eat before you came to work? Oh, wait a minute, is she cute? Not bad. Of course, it's fucking freezing. I didn't even look at the thermometer. I think it's about 3 degrees outside. And that's not a joke. Last night it got down to -2 or something. So it's fucking frozen out there. Everybody's bundled up. You can't see what the girls look like, which is sad. It's actually good, though. One of these days I am going to have a wreck driving a car, not because I'm podcasting, but because I'm looking at girls. Anyway, I know. Great one. Are you going to tell the fucking story or not? Hey, this is my podcast. Shut up. Hang on, green light. All right, so I'm like, hey, anybody seen the keys for the green pickup? And then douchebag with the fucking daughter and no driver's license says, oh, I had them earlier. I think they might be in the pickup. I'm like, of course they are. So I go to the green pickup, and there's the keys sitting on the seat of the green pickup, just like fucking just sitting there, vehicle unlocked, of course. And it's like, okay. And what would have happened here is you guys would have finished working, and you would have gone home, and you would have just left the fucking keys sitting there in the fucking truck. You guys are dumb. And then, last night, this same guy, he's like, oh, I can't find my keys. I lost my keys. I'm like, really? You lost your keys? I'm shocked. Kind of like how you lost that sperm cells. Them sperm cells. Kind of like how you lost them sperm cells in the vagina of a woman you were not married to, who then spat out a child because she didn't get an abortion, and now there's another fucking single mother raising another fucking sociopath. All right, I'm going to go get some tasty, delicious Waffle Lab. If you're ever in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, I'm sorry. But be sure you come over to the Waffle Lab here on Mason Street and get yourself some tasty deliciousness because it is good. All right, I will be back with more ranting in a minute. All right, we're back. Right now I'm sitting behind a Toyota Prius. It has an Apple logo and a fucking Resist sticker on it. I'm really inclined to just run into it because this is the company vehicle and we have insurance. Oh my God, wait, is this the chick who's, oh my God. Okay, the woman, I think it's a woman, I can't tell for sure. I think that's a woman, but I would not bet money on it. That is one of the ugliest people I've seen in a long time. My God, is that an ugly human? Short, nasty looking hair, man jawed, old, short hair, almost a mullet. Yeah, you're resisting, all right. You sure are fucking resisting. Okay, here's the next part of the rant. Speaking of stupidity, Hewlett Packard. Oh, fucking God Almighty. In the past, I have praised Hewlett Packard because I told you guys the story. If you've been here, you've heard this before. I'm going to make this short. My laptop, it died because the wireless card in there took a shit, and it was a known problem, and I contacted them, and they ran me through. Like, yep, your card died. Send that to us. We're going to fix that for you. It's going to cost you nothing. They didn't even pay shipping. I sent it back to them. They fixed it. It came back. There's also a broken key on the keyboard. They fixed the key on the keyboard. They cleaned it. They put in the new wireless card. I opened that box up and took out my computer. The thing looked brand fucking new. They returned it faster than they said they would. Bang up job. I was nothing but happy. Nothing but happy. That was what? That was years ago, because that computer is ancient. I'm doing some computer work for some people. They got these shitty HP workstation thingies. They're not even real computers. Okay, when you pick the computer case up and it weighs 5 pounds, you know it's not a real computer. The power supply is an external power supply like you would have for a laptop computer. So it's a brick. And their computer's not working, so I'm trying, because you turn it on, the light would come on, but the monitor would never fire up. So I'm trying to diagnose this. And I'm thinking video card has died. And well, somebody else tells me, well, it might just be the power supply. I'm like, okay, I hadn't really thought of that, because the light comes on the chassis, which was saying to me that the computer was getting power. But I see what you mean, because you could have the brick could be putting out enough power to like power the chassis light, but not actually boot the computer. So they have multiple computers of the same type. And I grab the power brick from another computer, put it on this computer, sure enough, fires right the fuck up. The problem is the power brick. Now, I'd open the computer up because I was originally thinking that, okay, the video card, the onboard video had died. So I was going to grab a video card, slap it in there, and just see what happens. I open the thing up. Inside, there's this miniature motherboard that has no expansion slots at all and a hard drive. And that's basically it. That's why the thing weighs 5 pounds. Most of the weight is the case. And an external power supply. Okay, this is like maybe a $300 computer or something. So I'm explaining to the people who own these computers why these things are pieces of shit. All right, anyhow, now I got to find the replacement power supply. So I get the serial number and the model number. And with HP, there's always seven fucking, I'm exaggerating. There's always like two different model numbers for everything, which I don't know why fucking Hewlett Packard can't have one model number for every device. I go to the HP website. I'm typing in the model number. There's no such thing. I'm typing in the serial number. They're telling me, oh, there's no such thing. This doesn't exist. Like, what do you mean it doesn't exist? I'm fucking on the Twitterverse. I'm Twittering to the fucking HP support. Oh, you have to do this. I'm like, no, I can't do that. I went to that website. I typed in the serial number. It tells me that the serial number doesn't fucking exist. Like, oh, well, call this phone number and talk to these people. I call the phone number. The fucking robot lady voice tells me, you can no longer order parts over the telephone. You have to do that on the internet. So I go to the fucking internet website again. I type in the model number. No such thing. I type in the serial number. No such thing. I'm getting the serial number and the model number right off the side of the fucking computer with the HP sticker. And the HP website says there's no such thing. So then I get on the fucking chat and I chat with the guy and I'm like, hey, I need this for this. He's like, oh yeah, we can get that. It's called this. I'm like, great. How do I order that? He says, you go to the hp.com/store/buy or something. I'm like, okay. He says, click on the American flag for the English. I'm like, there's no flag on this website. What are you talking about? He says, click on the American flag in the upper right-hand corner to get the English version, or to get your localization. I'm looking in the upper right-hand corner. There is no fucking flag. So I take what he gave me as the description of the fucking power brick, and I type it into the search. No results found. And I copy that and paste it and send it back to him. He says, well, the part number is this. I copy the part number. I put it in the search field. You already know where this is going. No results found. He's like, well, I can order that for you. Why can't it just be on your fucking website? Hey, Hewlett Packard, have you heard of the fucking internet? And this is why when you stupid people tell me it's so much easier to order things on the internet. No, it's not. It's not. If it was easy to order this fucking power brick on the fucking internet, I would have not spent 4 fucking days just to get to this fucking point. It is not fucking easier. And then, you know how much the fucking thing cost? Wait for this, guys. A power brick. Okay, this is a power brick exactly like your laptop computer. Power brick. You can go on the fucking internet. on the fucking Amazon.com. Why am I putting on my turn signal for a roundabout? God, I'm stupid. You go on the Amazon.fucking.com. You can order a power brick for your laptop computer. It's like $25. You know how much the power brick for this fucking computer is? $180. Because it's HP. And this, friends, is why you never buy HP desktop computers. Because I've owned some. I've bought some used from CSU Surplus. I've dealt with them. But other people own them just like the HP laptops. I've still always gotten good results with HP laptops. I'm not going to lie about it. But their desktops are shit. And one reason they're shit is because they make all the shit in their desktops this proprietary crap. This is a standard fucking power brick like every other power brick on the fucking planet Earth. The difference is the plug where it plugs into the computer. It's a fucking HP thing that doesn't exist anywhere else on the planet. It's a completely proprietary plug. And thus, you can't... Now, what I could do is I could cut the cable and I could splice that plug onto another power brick. I could absolutely do that. But the point is, HP fucking proprietary... Just like... With an HP desktop that has an internal power supply, like a real computer is supposed to, those are also a special size. You can't just buy a standard fucking computer power supply and stick it in there, at least not on any HP computer I've ever dealt with. Everything HP does in their desktops, they fuck it up so that you can't buy stock parts. $180 for a goddamn power brick. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous for a $300 fucking computer. And I'm not joking, guys. 4 days that I have been fucking twittering and fucking... So I've been fucking with this for 4 fucking days simply trying to find the part. HP, you are a fucking nightmare. You're a joke. You're a goddamn disaster. The fuck is wrong with you people? All right. Got that out of my system. Now I'm going to go in here. I pulled an Adam Piggott. If you've read Adam Piggott's book, Pushing Rubber Downhill, and if you haven't, you should. He talks briefly in there about one of his jobs. Somebody, I don't remember the exact details, but someone asked him if he knew how to use some kind of computer software. And he said yes, even though he didn't. So then he had to crash course himself on how to use it. That's where I'm at right now. Somebody said, hey, we need you to run lights for this show. And I said, okay, I've run lights. It's no big deal. And we are using this particular software. And they said, you know how to use this software, right? And I said, oh, yeah, no problem. And by, oh, yeah, no problem, I mean, no, I have no fucking idea. So now I am crash coursing myself on how to use this software so that I can fucking program a show and run it, what, like 2 nights from now? So, yeah. That's what I'm about to do, is go in here and immerse myself. But see, there's nothing like a little bit of stress. Stress to get yourself going, to get the brain flowing, to do some thinking, to learn new skills. So this is how you learn new things. You push yourself. You throw yourself in situations, right? I don't know how to talk to girls. Well, walk up to the girl and start fucking talking to her. You'll figure it out really goddamn fast. That's how you figure it out. That's how you learn to talk to girls, goddammit. Stop being a fucking virgin toe. That made me think of one other thing. I'll just throw this out before I go in here and start working. Plus, I'm still sitting in the truck where it's nice and warm because it's fucking cold outside. I mean, this is random thoughts that pop into my weird brain. Last night, I'm up on a ladder hanging a light. And for some reason, I started thinking about virgin toes and stuff like that and how much virgin toes are despisable. But then I realized, oh, well, and here's part of where this came from. Because the guy that I told you about who's getting divorce raped, and it sunk in when he signed the papers with his lawyers and he realized he needs someone to defend himself from his wife, blah, 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 that guy. Because I had to have another conversation with him. God, I'm fucking, he's so wishy-washy and pussy-ish. Can't figure out why he's getting divorced. I can't figure out why a woman doesn't want to fuck him. He's such a pussy. He's such a fucking, just... I don't know. Well, maybe we could do that. I'm just so depressed now that my wife is leaving me. I don't know. Grow a pair. Maybe grow a pair? I don't know. Just fucking grow a pair. So I'm thinking, yeah, virgin toes are terrible. But you know who's worse than virgin toes? And so, well, how are we making this decision, great one? How are we making the decision about which is worse? Okay, here's the thing. You're going on a road trip, a 3-day road trip from wherever to wherever. Would you rather go on that road trip with a virgin toe, or would you rather go on the road trip with a man who's getting divorce raped? And you know what? Given the number of men I've interacted with recently over the last, say, 6 months who are getting divorce raped, I would rather go on the road trip with the virgin toe. Because as despicable as the virgin toes may be, I'm telling you guys, if you want to see the most inferior male in Western civilization, don't look for the virgin toes. Don't look for the, you know, millennials in their mom's basement with the pimples playing World of Warcraft or whatever. I am telling you, fucking 40 and 50 something year old men who are getting divorce raped. Those are the most pathetic fucking humans. The most pathetic of every fucking possible demographic in the world you could narrow down. The one that I want to spend the least amount of time in the presence of is 40 and 50 year old men who are getting divorce raped, because they are just the most pathetic, whiny, self-pitying. Just, I can't believe, I still love her. I can't believe she's leaving me. Well, you're a fucking idiot. That's why she's leaving you. All right, leaving. I have to leave. I have to go do some fucking work. I have to create value for other people and get paid, because, oh, I'm not on welfare.